reflect that all members are present.
At this particular point, time for public comments. At this particular moment, there is no public present, so we'll close public comments. If the public does show up, we'll reopen. Do I hear a motion to approve the draft minutes of November 7th?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Discussion D1. Discussion regarding chair and vice chair of our business.
As you know, each committee has a chair and a vice chair. That matter is usually settled between the two board members. There is no particular formula to it. It's usually one either puts it on the other or one acquiesces to the other. And then that's good for a year. And then, is it a year or 2 years? I think it's 1 year. And then the following year, because it's a two-year commitment, it rotates to the next, it flips. So whoever wants to go first.
Well, I'd like to acquiesce to Bill here since I'm the new guy.
Okay. By this time next year, you'll come back.
So that's settled?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Chair.
Item number two, update on the message board.
Update on the message board. Even though this isn't on the agenda, part of updating the message board, I also want to let you know that basically the communications committee has been meeting quarterly, and there's really only been two major topics on it. One is communication through our internet, and quite a bit was accomplished by the prior committee in getting the internet up to not only meeting standards, but exceeding standards in the town of Discovery Bay, and that also includes, you know, disability access to our website and things of that nature. The other major component, so that's just real brief there, and then the other major thing we've been working on is trying to get the electronic signboard. As you may remember, the board of directors approved a sign board similar to what you see in front of the school to be placed at, well, I think it's 5, that's located on Discovery Bay Boulevard, where you typically see the mobile message trailer park. This has been a bit of a challenge. We went to purchase the signboard, and that went very smooth. We even got a contractor, an electrician, to install the signboard, and that went pretty smooth. But the hiccup was with the county. When we went to do the permitting of the county, that's where we get bureaucratic bright red tape. And it's been well over a year that I've been dealing with the county, and I'm here to say at this point in time, where are we at? Well, first of all, they had to do CEQA and all kinds of ridiculous stuff. In fact, the fees that they were charging us amounted to almost over a third of the entire sign cost. So it's pretty ridiculous. So I dealt with them and asked them to waive some fees. They were working on that. But at this point in time, we've gone through the process, and it goes before what's called a zoning administrator to approve the land use permit. So even though it's on our own property. So we had to go through several hoops. That's going before the zoning administrator on the 20th of this month. We think it's all going to go smooth, we think, and then it'll be approved. So what's next step? Next step is now we need to turn it over to our contractor, and who needs to, at this point, make some technical drawings on the base footing. That's something that still needs to be done. And then that person will get a operating permit. What's that? Construction permit? I can't remember what it is. I think that's what it is. A building permit, thank you. He's going to get a building permit. And that should be across the counter. All the papers are good. That should be just an across-the-counter transaction. And then we'll go out and be inspected. There's certain mitigations that we have to do to keep the dust down, the trucks coming in at the right hour. And we're prepared to do those things. So, in the meantime, we have the sign purchased on hold because if this sign gets delivered, what The other thing is that there was a risk that the traffic engineer could have denied us on that because you're diverting the driver eyes to a location that's technically off the road. So there's always some considerations that need to be made about that. So, but it didn't happen. Or it hasn't happened yet.
Wouldn't that be the same issue if you're driving on the freeway and you got a big sign out there lit up and going as a have all over the area?
I think yes, but part of the consideration there is you're looking at distance. So you're seeing the sign in the sign size and the sign location in relative to where you first see it is such that it allows opportunity to read it, it's far enough away, you can divert your eyes here, still come back up, divert your eyes back down, and you have opportunity to read the sign. You don't have to, you know, hang on to it longer. Here, there was a couple of issues that I potentially foresaw. One, you come across the sign and you buy it quicker before you realize that you can even see it. And then secondarily, the car's turning off a Clipper Drive to head northbound on Discovery Bay Boulevard. One of the issues were they couldn't see the mile per hour sign. And we went out there, told the traffic engineer, they can't see it anyway. So that eliminated that. But those are the kind of issues that would crop up.
But worst case scenario, if the county did deny us, then are we stuck with the sign at that point?
Well, that's why we held the sign kind of in advance with the manufacturer. And they got a little tired of it because they held it really over a year. In fact, they called us and said, we're shipping it. That was 3 weeks ago. And they called back and said, no, you're not. So that's why we're at the March shape.
Good enough for sale sign.
You know, with the school opening, we get a sign.
Okay, so that was the update on D2. We'll go to D3, which is the discussion regarding the message board policy.
So part of the interesting challenges that we had with our mobile message board is that people wanted to use it for indiscriminate use. We want to advertise the school play. We want to advertise, Billy graduated, and things of this nature. And I noted that we did not have a policy regarding the use of that. And so I pretty much invented a standard that we went by to be able to control the use of that signboard. Because once you engage in a past practice of allowing one type of group to use it, you've now opened the door to any other group that wants to use it, you know, that fits that criteria. So one of the things I wanted to do was to create a message board policy concerning, you know, especially this message board sign that we have. I worked with legal on this. Part of the challenge is anytime you post something, you know, the government posts on it and allows essentially an open message board, anybody can post whatever they want because it's a free speech issue. So you control those things by having policies that are non-discriminatory and that are objectively reasonable and not arbitrary, etc. So that's what we set out to do with this particular policy. So in this particular policy, which will go into effect, I think a little before we put the message board out there, it has to be brought back to the board for approval, but this is the committee's first look at it. And there's a couple things in here I would draw your attention to. Is primarily the message, fundamentally the message board is for water and wastewater emergencies. To notify the public that there's an emergency, with instructions on what to do, etc. That is really the primary function of the board. But since we don't have emergencies every day, there's secondary things which can be used for the board, and that is to put out things of community interest. It has to be our specific interest to our community. Interestingly enough, so you're looking at different kinds of applicants and priority of use. Priority of use would be district use. Secondary priority would be a co-sponsored event, which was district and some other 501c3 type of event that we are in together. The third category would would be just a 501c3 type of event or a school event or things of that nature, nonprofit. And then the fourth would be maybe personal messages. And that's kind of one where this committee needs to think this over. And the personal messages would be for people that are in town. Happy anniversary, Maggie. You know, congratulations, little Jimmy, on your graduation from whatever. Happy birthday, etc. And then those things we would be charging for if that takes place. They would have to make an application, etc. Now, the issue is when you open something like that up to that type of thing, you can create a flood and a lot of work for staff to manage the messages, getting them on, there's a new one coming in, and it can become a bit of a challenge. But it's here to consider that which I delivereth can be taken away. Correct. I think that's how it is. Maybe there's no charge, or maybe an application.
Application fee to handle, which would cover the actual staff time to set the program for the wording, because we wouldn't have it out there if it wasn't for the 501c program.
Anything that is sponsored by us or co-sponsored with us, there's no fee. There's no application fee.
Okay.
It would be only if it's a 501c3 operating independently, let's say it's the Lions Club doing the car show. That's not a co-sponsored event.
Right.
That would be a charge, an application fee, etc. We co-sponsored the Summer Jam event. There would be no charge to broadcast the Summer Jam event.
Right. Okay. Do we have time frames in here as far as when the sign will be operational?
You know, we did not put down what times the signs would be operational. Typically with the mobile, there's time limitations, I think, of 10 days for personal messages, no longer than 10 days. And we would probably charge them a daily rate. But in terms of operational, when is the sign lit? We have not had any time limitations. There's no time limitations provided for in here, and we haven't had time limitations on the trailer. Those things have gone all night.
Right. Well, the reason I'm that, in an emergency situation, at 3 in the morning, somebody comes home, they need to know about the emergency.
Right.
But at 3 in the morning, they don't need to know if there's a car show 3 weeks from now.
That's true.
So,
and if we could add
we
it
need
here.
To, and the same thing with happy birthday, little Johnny. There's got to be a cutoff time someplace, or we just lose. You lose it because it's on all the time. It's on 24/7. Nobody's even going to know it changed. So it should, and it doesn't necessarily be on every day. It could. Emergencies are totally different. And so I think what we need to do is probably discuss two different things: the time process, or block of time that a nonprofit would. And second to that would be the personal message thing, happy birthday, all that. Those time frames don't have to coincide. And then it would be the fee involved for those. I'm just thinking here that, if you want to advertise happy birthday, Johnny, well, that's not going to be going for 10 days. Johnny's birthday's on the 6th, so maybe the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, or something like that. Just a set fee for it.
Right.
And it's going to, but what happens when we've got 10 kids that are on the 6th birthday? Well, you have to go first guy in the door, you just timestamp your application.
Do you imagine graduation?
Yeah, but I'm thinking $50 a kid.
Yeah. Right now it's got $25 on number 5-3.
And that's just for an application.
That's the application.
And there's no information in there regarding the daily use. application.
Because then if we get this down, if we're gonna have, if we're gonna sell it out to 501(c)(3)s, and we take their money, I think we gotta have, you know, we're not gonna deny it. So, but we can't. We don't have that many. We get 6 or 7 annual a year. So coming forward to us, that would already be in the Parks and Rec.
We do it in the guide quarterly, yeah.
Right,
if we know
right.
about
so,
it, yeah.
You know, the board would have established the year in advance. So here's the 2019, what we see so far, African car show, this show, that show. But if somebody just comes in out of the clear blue and wants to do something, if it meets the criteria.
It has to be, if it's a business that's doing something, it has to be located in.
Right, right.
Residents have to live here, I mean, as well. We have to live here to.
Right, but if we get if we get the policy written close enough, those applications, they met the criteria, it wouldn't necessarily have to come back for board approval each time. I don't see it that way, because we've already given the approval based on this.
Your policy.
If staff determines, hey, you didn't meet it, they could appeal to us.
Yeah.
And we could say our name, but we give a staff direction.
Correct.
And it either
we can make a denial subject to committee approval. If we committee appeal. Right now, if the committee denies it, it's a board, we can take it to the board.
Right. Alright, I already get 2 times to deny it. We denied it, they appeal.
I like the idea because, frankly, if
they staff out of the picture for a denial.
So long as it meets policy.
Staff will make the initiative. Staff, if it meets policy, staff will make the determination of whether it meets policy or not, and then they'll issue an approval.
Right.
At the end of the story. If there's been a denial, somebody wants to complain about the denial and appeal it, it gets appealed to the committee.
Right.
And if they don't like that, then it gets appealed to the board.
Right. And that way, the board has already seen 2 denials before that. It's going to be kind of tough for the board to override staff and this.
And the committee, right.
Unless you're asleep or something.
Okay.
Who knows?
I think it's kind of a slippery slope to personal messages, honestly. I think it diminishes the other important messages because after a while it becomes noise. And gosh, you know, to have staff happening constantly for the personal messages and even businesses, you know, there's other mediums out there available to them. And so I think you're setting staff up for disaster for trying to even go down that path because of all the things you've already identified.
And then you get kind of those in-betweeners. I don't know if the yacht club is a 501(c)(3), but can you imagine having every yacht club event on that sign coming in, and you know the marina, and you know.
Well, certainly those kind of elevate a little bit more of the good of the community as there's something that is open to the community.
And usually the yacht club it wouldn't be.
No, but
typically
be.
Yeah. Then you have school events too, which those come up less often. Mm-hmm. But I've been asked to have school plays put on a message board or things of that nature, and it's just no, we don't do that. You know, at the same time, you're not putting town messages on your school board either.
Right.
So for me, you know, my recommendation is we don't go down that path. That we wait and see how things operate when it's either a town sponsored, co-sponsored, or 501(c)(3) local 501(c)(3) event first. We look at our application and appeal process, let this run for a year, and then we can revisit it if we want to open it up to greater community and, you know, community involvement.
Yeah, and I was only thinking about how do we raise money. So, but I agree with you.
And
staff time could be, you have 500 kids, but you got 3 a day going on there. So.
And people are starting to just shutting off that. What happens?
You won't see it. It's always on. Yeah.
If there's nothing to advertise, and just is it the sign just then turned off?
New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's benefit.
Yeah.
It's not off. So,
yeah.
And then you made a very good point, and I'm thinking that the time of operation should be, it's not in the policy, but I think doing something, you know, 6 to midnight, say. Do we really want people coming back between midnight and 2 a.m. where there's eyes off the road?
Now, if you're coming back in at midnight, you're done messaging.
Yeah.
You've been where you're going to be.
And then the 6 a.m. is where you're being, you know, people taking their kids to
it?
No.
Oh, wait, no, no, it's not.
One side only.
Coming in.
Because we didn't want people on the far side of the street looking way across the street trying to see a message. So there's a safety, yeah, exactly. So this is a safety. So I would recommend that we put kind of operation, you know, for non-emergency messages. In the normal, I'll figure something out for emergencies.
Yeah.
It could run all night long, but you know, during normal hours, it, you know, runs 6:30 to midnight or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've already cut it off before midnight.
6:30 to 11.
I think that's decent.
I think there's a timer where they can do that. Where they can do that.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Exactly, the most sophisticated sign board that we've ever had here in town, so I'm sure there's a time.
Yeah.
And you suggest I give it a year and see how it all plays out, and then maybe revisit.
Yeah, we can always do that. We can always do that.
Well, then what I'd like to do is, what we do, one of two things. We can, I can rewrite this back up, bring it back to us on a special meeting, because currently you guys meet only once every 3 months, and if everything goes correctly, I'm going to have a sign board in operation before our next regular communications meeting. Or I could just incorporate these things and let me see it again at the when we take it before the board. I could take it.
The board probably needs to have us say that we've read it and agree with it. Probably better way to incorporate that, send it to us via email.
Gotcha.
We can read it and then just email back our comments or whatever, and then tweak whatever.
Okay.
I don't think we need a special meeting on it. Not for too many changes.
Not
above it.
Well, the whole part about the community milestones, the anniversary thing, but that's not the key. Excellent. All right.
Discussion on setting future discussions or agenda items. Right, do you have anything in the future? Think of in the future or can you want to have us discuss?
Not at all.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, so typically what will happen in the future then is probably get an update on how well the message board is doing. That'll be up, or you'll get a report on what's caused the delay. The other thing that we do on a typical basis, if there's nothing really else going on, is we have Google Analytics that essentially say what kind of activity are we getting on our website, what is the most interesting thing on our website in terms of community interest.
I would think that, having, if we're going to have a committee, and we only meet three times a year.
Three times.
No,
I would think it's quarterly.
It's quarterly. Four times a year.
3 months. Yeah, four times. I would think that we should probably be every 2 months anyway. Just to, I don't know, if there's nothing on the agenda to cancel the meeting.
Well,
because it's communication. Okay, what comes up?
Well, I did read through the Google Analytics and was a little disappointing in how much our little activity our website gets. Most stuff I saw was 5%, 7%, if I read it correctly.
It's all improved, too. There's just not a lot of call going about water, wastewater.
That was not It's a hot topic.
Well, it is. Obviously,
it doesn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there is when there's the meter, but
sure.
There's been. I got to put this in the correct way. I will probably bring to the board workshop some ideas for how to better schedule the committee meetings, and we'll talk about those, and I'll open our discussion up at the workshop for revisit frequency of meetings, etc.
Right. And that would be all committee meetings. Just kind of think through.
Well, right.
Maybe we need to change the name of one or two of them for some reason. I don't know.
It could go
Email updates.
Email updates.
People sign up for that because it flashes out on the website.
The most recent update that we did under the new law, you must be able to, when the face page opens up of your website, you must have a one-click agenda to the most recent agenda. And so we just worked on that and we got that out.
That's state law, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, there's been a new CSDA law, that has affected the CSDA because, believe it or not, there are numerous community service districts that do not have websites. And a law was just passed, effective January 1st of this year, that said all districts shall have a website unless there exists a hardship. And that if there exists a hardship, the board itself must find by resolution that hardship. And then they will be excused from having a website, provided it's a legitimate hardship. Because you have districts out there that you have a board and one employee or one general manager, and they're by middle of nowhere, and get work for 25 residents.
Yeah.
So,
cemetery district.
Right.
Okay.
And then for the and then for the town's Facebook page, we're up to 2144 for people who are part of our audience. So if we are posting stuff that, well, right now it's predominantly all recreation, but there's nothing to say we can't put other things on it as well. And that's up from, I want to say, when we really started messing around with this about a year ago, we were like 800. So people are paying attention or following. Again, I only know enough to be dangerous, so I try to be careful what I do, and I don't do it like all the time, but I'll program things now that I know how to do that, time it out. So I might time out 6 or 7 things over a 10-day period of time that are all set, and they just bing out as they go. So that's huge, too. I mean, we have another way people are following the town on our Facebook page. So,
speaking of that, while it's still here, we made this decision with Amanda Dove on the Good Times, whatever she has.
Yes.
That was an exchange of.
Yep. It was 18 months. Right.
Do this thing. We were going to be on there for, I don't know, 18 months.
We did 18 months to the day. Yep.
And the placement of our ad was to be up on the right hand corner.
Page 2. Yep.
That's a very good memory.
Well, it was page 7 or 8 or 9 down in the bottom left corner. You barely couldn't see it. I mean, you see it.
The agreement we had with her ended in July?
Of last year.
So she did her 18-month commitment of we're on a certain page, certain place, and we'd feed her stuff. And I sent her a notice just saying, hey, you've accomplished your 18. So anything she's putting in since July, she's been putting on her own. I haven't sent her anything because I know it's paid space.
And we will not rattle that cage.
Yeah. She.
I don't care what page is on that.
Yeah, she did what she was supposed to do. We took it and we ran with it.
She might be just using it for filler. She had space she couldn't sell. And she put us in it. It's okay.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm not paying any attention to it. Yeah.
All right. That one brought up the keys. But I didn't know we were done with it. And I did notice, I think, one or two times that we weren't in that position. But,
yeah.
You know, that water's gone on the bridge.
So. Right. No, I tracked her right down every single one, so I got all 18.
All right. Okay. So, with that,